holding Simon Kuf Lamed Vav. Okay, which is one sif long. So me Hemani Kroim the Sefer Torah b'Shabbos. So we said that during the weekdays it's a Kayan and a Levi then a Yisrael. What about on Shabbos? So b'Shabbos Yom Kippurim, a Karen Achra Levi Tamid Chachamim Hamamunim Al Tzibur. So the Shlishi is the Talmid Chacham who has responsibility for the Tzibur, so he gets the Chashivas of Shlishi. People which are not appointed yet but would be roy to be appointed, which means he's proficient in halacha. The Bnei Tzibur, which they have the tzadik chashivas of their father, they're the chashivim on the tzibur, so mechuyev to mechaber the children as well, because that gives cover to the father. Okay. Zoktim Shibaru, Bishab is a Yom Tov, Sakat Nalav. Shakar and Harbor, there are many aliyas. So, during the week, it's Kar Levi Yisua, we don't necessarily make these models. Over here, you have an opportunity to give, make a Shlishi or more Choshev Aliyah. You should do so. Tim Rahman Mor Motziv, Kosuk Maril. Yomtov, use the opportunity to give aliyahs, the people who support the community. Unless the Talmid Chacham, who's muflok, he's extraordinarily great, he would get chashivas first. Okay. Then we said that the Tamid Chacham which are roy to be appointed, then the children of the Tamid Chacham, Shabbaseim, Shemuchyam al-Khabdim, Shil Kabbat Abbasim, Shiesh Bezek Kabbat al-Abbas. So giving Kabbat to the child is not a Kabbat to the child per se, it's a Kabbat to the father. Okay. Hagar Rosh HaKenisiyas, which were as opposed to the whole Tzibra, they were in charge of some smaller groups, and then the Kolohom. This is all talking about where the minhag of the Kehillah was not to sell the liyas. So the Mamuna would appoint the Olim according to the who deserves what. Okay, so they sell, and the money is used for charitable purposes. So a person buys it, he can be mechaber whatever he feels he wants to be mechaber. But we do want, this is a quote from the Lavush. So in a case where a person bought multiple aliyahs and he starts mishing up who gets what. If we have this list of how you're supposed to give the kavod, he would, and he plans to call such people anyway. He has to call them in the right order. So he can't call the person which we would think would be out of the group he's calling should be the shlishi. He can't give him chamishi because that's a great tension. And the people which are chayuvim to get aliyahs, those you can't ignore. That he didn't know, even though he bought all of the aliyahs, he didn't buy those aliyahs. We'll see in the Bir Locha, he goes through the same way by Kaddish, he had a long arishas over here, he has a long arishas about who are the chiyuvim to get the aliyahs. Similar to the simon, looks like a short simon, but the Bir Locha makes it a little bit longer. Okay. B'chol ha'am. Adatim Shabura, v'hasham nogu shahagor la'tzibur hu amasayim ha'sidra. They have a minhag that the person who's the that the acharon, they would give an aliyah to the acharon. They would consider that a chashivas, the person who's the acharon. Which we said before. That's why when we discussed the kohen getting acharon, we said that's why we're allowed to give the kohen acharon because it's not part of the zayin kriyim, and it's a derech kavod to give the kohen acharon because the acharon is considered a chashar aliyah, finishing off the okay. Kasa Mechus Ramitz, Timuvab, and Malkim Shinogu Shaparnasu Oilam, and Shalim Chol, Akhar Shikarim Kame. They admitted that they gave the Parnas one of the Aliyahs, a specific Aliyah, he always gets the Shlishi or Akhar, whatever it is. He can't give it to somebody else because that's going to create Machloikis. That this giving it away was the tzibur. This you can't give it away. So the tzibur was mechabed him for what he's done, but he didn't pay for it. So then it was created as the element of kavod. You give it to somebody else, it's a start creating machlokes, who should get that kavod? But if he paid for it, that's why he's getting it. So somebody else can pay for it and get it. Because we've got a mashal legem ezekilas shekatanas lika lefi hashanim amoris kavod hamachochem lav shaper avdi v'isurahu. They, you know, they call it by age, thereby allowing an amoris to go before hamachochem. So that's improper to do that. So we'll see the Bir Loch over here. He goes through who are the different chiyuvim for the aliyahs. So the Bir Loch of Shabbos Yom. Ratzon the Sarah chiyuvim shaskan mechuyev l'tzavos likroisim kadem alecher. People who have precedence of getting aliyahs. Okay. Okay, first one. Kvi tikonas al hagas shen higo al rabbesin al gedolim. Kvi mavur b'levush magan rabbesim and reshbe beiz of sharech renim. So the first one is chasen b'yam chupasoy. Chasen b'shab is kerem achasen lo, shem azamrim v'soy. Which he'll point out later on, it's only if they were annoying to mizamr for the chasen to make an offer out of it. So that he would have a kedima to get an aliyah.
Basically, if someone gets married Sunday night after Tzeis Kochavim, so when you say Chasam Yom Chabazu, you're talking about Monday.
No, so that's a dinner, but that's Chasam during Hashem Brachas already. He'll talk about that later on. Talking about a case where a person's getting married Monday evening, so Monday morning, that's Chasam Yom Chabazu.
Okay. So it's before he gets married.
Before he gets married. Now Rosh Hashanah mitzvah ba'oser Shabbos, that he's coming to mitzvah on that day itself. He'll talk about a boy who became a mitzvah during the week later on in the list. So the minhag was that a woman, after she would recover from giving birth, she would go to shul at some point in time, and the husband would get an aliyah. And what so according to some shittas, the chazan would say Baruch Hashem Hamavarach, and people would respond that would count as her benching gomel Baruch Hashem Hamavarach, right? Baruch Hashem Hamavarach. Thank you, Baruch. She would respond. It's like she said it. And she's saying that she's thanking Kodesh Baruch for her situation. So the chazan would get an aliyah at that point in time. Chazan b'Shabbos Achra Chazan, chazan on the Shabbos of Shabbos Brachos. Yartzid b'Shabbos shehu yom shemeis be'oviv or imoy. A person who's a yartzid on Shabbos itself for a parent. Avi yelad zocher b'Shabbos shelifnei hamila. The father of a boy who was born the Shabbos before the mila, which basically means the week of the Shalom Zocher.
Is that dafka the week of the Shalom Zachar, or even if the Mila will, if the Mila pushed off the Shabbos before?
No, I mean the Shalom Zachar. Okay. V'yeshem kam shenogim shegam amoyal b'san lekhem mechiyuvim. And some people have a minute that not only is the father, but also the moyal and the son that have a dinner mechiyuvim. V'yeshem noigim keil, rak mechavdan oyusom b'hagbos ha-sefer Torah. The mechavdan, the moyal and the son that with hagbos, and not only you. So the way the Mishabur presents it, the Yichiyah would be on the father, and the Chiyah of the Mael and Sandik is depending on Minik. Now,
any particular Aliyah on these Mafta counts as an aliyah, even though it's not from the Shiva Krum. Achron, which is not from the Shiva Krum, is the same.
Yeah.
It's all the same.
All the same. Now, Chasim Yim Chuposoi, Hanab Chol, Kashiasa Chuppa Beyemeser, who Karim Acholach Yuvim. So the Chasim Yim Chuposoi is the first in line for a Chiyiv. I feel the Narsha Nasa Bar Mitzvah Beyemeser, even he takes precedence over the Bar Mitzvah on that day. So we have a choice to be given the chasim yim chaposi, and the yard side we would give it to the chasim. So let's say it's on the weekdays, on Monday, they're both Yisraelim. The person who has yard side is a Yisrael, and the chasim is a Yisrael. So who gets the liya? The chasim gets the liya. So
even if the Divrei Masa says b'Shabbos Yamtiv, he's not really talking about Shabbos Yamtiv here.
Yeah, he's just going through all the chiyuvim and chiyuvim. We're correct. Narshanasa bar mitzvah bar shavua. A boy who became bar mitzvah during the week, and now it's a Shabbos after that. Imyesh lo ironis, if he has citizenship, the hainu shahu mitoshrei ho'ir, he lives here. Now, it's interesting because it was referred to in Europe, and you know, Germany. You know, they would have to get special. Each individual who would settle in a city would have to get a special right of dwelling from the Goyish government, because they didn't allow the Jews. Each Jew had to get a separate. It was called the Iranit. That's what this Iranit is spelled. It's written in English. You know, Ironit. Iranit. That's what it was. So it means that he has permission. But basically, it means that he's a person who lives here. So you're not making chasas on the Shabbos, right? Because you're making chasas on Shabbos. So the chasin b'yom chaposay is now an irrelevant issue. And now comes Shabbos, and there's a boy who was a remitzah that week, so he gets the highest skus of aliyah. Because kimetshu zman chinuchay, this is his first time that he's going to actually go do the fulfill the idea of getting aliyah to the Torah. Kishakar Narba Mitzvah, Ovi Mavorach, Baruch Shepetrani, Miyosha Shalzeh, Kilkamam Mizim Reish Kafhei, and the father would get up and say Baruch Shepetrani. This was a significant moment. This was the moment where it's the first time he's joining into the Tzibur getting aliyah. So that takes precedence. Movad Chosin Shemazamrim Loi Shu Shava Loi, Viatira Girl. The only exception would be that a chasen who's an oifer before that Shabbos, before the chasna, would also have a schus to get an aliyah. And if there's only one aliyah of a male before the two of them, they both only showed up to Shabbos mincha, let's say for argument's sake, they weren't able to come for shacharis. There's only one aliyah available, so yatira girl, they would draw lots. However, if the boy is not a local citizen, so then he doesn't push off any chiyuvim which people of this community have, so they would take precedence over this. If there's no more chiyuvim and there's an aliyah available, you must give it to this nar. Now, a chasen b'shabbos shikreder machasna. So we mentioned before, the shabbos mezamer by the shabbos before the chasna. Ugam kein kreder macholach yuvim. He has kedima, like we said before. He's equal to the nar bar mitzvah. He has kedima before all yuvim, except for the nar who became bar mitzvah during that week or on that shabbos. Now, furthermore. So, you know, we talk about the chasim being that week. But, you know, in Europe, they traveled. You know, the chasim is leaving Germany to go marry a girl in Poland. The chasim not necessarily that week, but the last Shabbos he's going to be in a city before he leaves to the chasim. So that's the same thing. So the chasim won't be that week. This is his. Taking leave of the city to go to his chasna. But it's only if we're noyig in that city, or they're annoyed with this individual, to make a some type of a celebration out of it. Therefore, if the situation is somebody which we don't celebrate with, Abul Almon Shein Mizamr Nursay, the minhag was that an Almon they would not be Mizamr with. He's been married before, his second marriage.
It's in the minhag Arish too.
The same thing would be also right. Even though the woman he's marrying is a psula and they'll be keeping sheva brachas, etc., but since for him it's not the same level of his first marriage, he doesn't have that kedima. Which I find cause of shimein a chiyubim yesh lekroisa kadam lacherim. But if there's no other chiyubim, he should get an aliyah. Okay. The plan was to have it this week. Then it was postponed. It wasn't until a few weeks later. In Reutzer, she is Amru Oyser Shenis, who Chiev the Kreis Oz, Mimlav Eno Chiev. If he makes another so then he would get he would have a right to get Aliyah again. If not, not. So Mizamra was that they would actually, you know, the minhag was that they would actually go to the house of the chosin, and they would actually accompany him with song from the house to the shul, Shabbos morning. That's why it's referred to Shabbos Mizamra, but I say they would sing with him. If a person got married from Yom Revi and onwards, so he has a chiyuv to get an aliyah on the coming Shabbos. V'doicha chiyuv yortzayt v'avi haben lefnei amila. And chos during Shev Brachas has kedima before a yortzayt or kedima before a father who gave birth, his wife gave birth. This is during Sheva Brachas, so that either because it's his first marriage or his wife's first marriage. But if they're both a second marriage, because there's no within the Sheva Brachas. I think we mentioned over there I didn't mention over here. The Igor din the Chiv, in the case of when an Alman marries an Almana, it means any scenario where they're both a second marriage, the chiyuv of simcha is one day, not 7 days. Which means basically the day of the chasna.
And that it says after Yom Dalit, seemingly it could be the middle of Shabbos, even if they get married earlier in the week.
Correct. So that the Mishavur is saying it doesn't have that kadima.
It doesn't, just 3 days.
Right. He should mention later on. Well, he can mention later on what will be earlier. But a woman this is the first time she's coming back to shul, so her husband has kedima to this chasen during Shav Brachas, even in the case of a bracha and a psula. Sharfram adds that if the chasen was earlier in the week, he's not doich any other chiyuvim, but he should get an aliyah as long as there's it's available. Okay. If it's two men getting married, and one's marrying a girl is a psula, one's marrying one's an almana, so the psula, the one who marries the psula gets kedima. A man is marrying an almana has kedima before a man is marrying a chalutza or a grusha. Yortzei hu chiyuv. A person who's a yortzei is a chiyuv. They get an aliyah. However, as we saw, these other chiyuvim can take precedence. With the one exception of the father before the mila, that So the father doesn't push off the yartzeit, the yartzeit will push off the father, even if the mamash is going to happen right now on that day, on Shabbos. Why is that? Because the father will get another aliyah on the Shabbos when the woman would come back to shul. The minute was that the husband would get an aliyah. So that means the father of the child, the husband, will be getting aliyahs in the near future for commemorating the Leda. So he doesn't have a kadima to be daicha other people. Okay. Now, Hayyurat said, "Eino b'yom Shabbos, rak b'shua shacharav." The Yurt is in the upcoming week, not on Shabbos itself. So Eino chiyav litchus tavi yalid. He's not daicha tavi yalid. Come on, come daicha the kroisa kashen chiyav acher. But if there's no other chiyuv, he would get an aliyah. Okay, the husband would have a chiyuv to come to shul. When the wife comes to shul, the husband has a chiyuv to get the aliyah on that day. We're chiyuv to call him up. But this chiyuv applies simply to the week that the woman comes back to shul. If she didn't come back because she's not well, so he wouldn't get an aliyah yet. Now, who are boy miyam lezocher shmona l'nekeva? Who chiyuv avshen halacha? Is that which we say that the chiyuv of the husband is dependent on the wife? Is only talking about before 40 days for a boy or 80 days for a girl. If he wants an aliyah before that, the wife hasn't come yet. He's not mechiyuv to get an aliyah. Because he's getting aliyah as a way to thank, with her presence, thank Hashem Baruch Hu. But there's a different, getting aliyah after 40 days or after 80 days. Because the Torah says by a boy, after 40 days, the woman has to bring a korban. By a girl, after 80 days, the woman has to bring a korban. So that's a day of bringing a korban. Huzman havos are korban. And that's why. Even if she doesn't go, he still has a chiyuv that aliyah. And now I tell them, they would keep track of the person would have a baby. 41 days later, the first kriyas hatara after 41 days, he would get an aliyah, or 81 days by a girl. They would, I haven't seen this necessarily in other places, unless I'm missing something.
And that even if they got an aliyah, their wife came back earlier, they got an aliyah then. They should
correct.
Give another aliyah then.
Right, because given that this is aliyah in place of the English Baruch Hu, in place of bringing the korban, which is brought at that point in time. Okay, she's one of us at korban. Mapelis, okay, a woman who's mapelis to a certain kabbalah chiyuv. Okay, the pilot surah shayla and on the kiyim. If she gave birth to a form of a child, so. That's called later. She has any later. She has a din of 40 days for a boy and 80 days for a girl. It's considered a later. So the husband has a chiyuv. However, if she gave birth to something which we can't recognize, it wasn't fully formed, so then it doesn't have the din of a later. Shabbos kashisha alecha zbeisik nesis v'hanu ben leben lebas, whether it's for a boy or a girl. So the Shabbos that his wife returns, he gets his chiyuv din aliyah, with the exception of a chosen shemazamrin and the nar which is nasa bar mitzvah. Okay, the minhag is to give the baal tekiyah an aliyah on Rosh Hashanah. They have a meaning that the shots for Musav also gets an aliyah. But so Yom Shem is on the day that he's davening. But the Afka imahu tokeo mispalo bechinam. This that he has the right to get an aliyah is only because he's doing it for free. If he's getting paid for it, so he's working. It's not a person is offering. He's working. So then there's no chiyuv to give an aliyah. Now, Rosh Hashanah, Kippur, ain't Mashkech and Mechiyuv, Alamis Nadim Ein Yofel Tzedakah. They would offer the liyas for sale, and people would offer large amounts to be zechli get liyah during the Sashim Tshuva, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. So we don't make the list. We look at the who was misnadiv. Now imechad kon aliyah achas. Mistress Kanshiyesh Kiyah Mishatzarak Latresa. Person bought an aliyah. Now the gabbai, the person in charge, realized that there was a Kiyev who has to get an aliyah. So Reuven bought it. Shimon's a real Kiyev who has to get an aliyah. There's only one aliyah available. So what happens? So he has the right to say, I made a mistake, and I hadn't the right to sell it to you because it was a Kiyev. So, and that's what he would not have to pay, and he would the Kiyev would get the aliyah. So there's two people have the equal level of Kiyev. There's only one aliyah available. Yetzira girl, they'll make a drolatz. But if one is a tamachachim, one is not, the tamachachim gets kadima. The vorech birch is a gemel. People have a chiyuv of benching gemel. Yesh akarsa kadam lacherim. If you have everything else being equal, you're not giving out aliyahs for chiyuvim. So you should give. In that situation, the fat person who was recovering, he should get an aliyah. Because the minute is the bench of Gemma Shas Kriya Satara, we should give him aliyah mimachabatim. But that din of giving him an aliyah in a case where it's a chiyuv of a gemel is not to any of the chiyuvim which we listed. This bracha that he makes is not connected to lending at all. It's connected to having 10 people there. So I could get 10 people later in the day and do the same bracha also. So it's not tied per se that they say, listen, you can't take him away from that. Okay.
Why can't you take
him
away?
Okay. So he can bench Gemma later on. So why should the person who's a Chiv get an Aliyah lose because he wants to get an Aliyah now and bench Gemma now? Bench Gemma later. The person who's leaving town will be away for a while. The minute to give him aliyah before he goes. A person who comes in from the road, from the traveling, there's a minute to give him aliyah. The meaning of the person who's the guest. The first case is the person who's a local. He lives here and he's leaving, going away for extended. Extended period of time, or he just came back from a trip. Now we're talking about the case of a guest who came. So the minig is to give an erech nichbod to the kreisa. Whatever yafav ach ein doichin shum chiyav mechiyubim in his car. But giving that the erech nichbod and aliyah doesn't take precedence over the multiple chiyubim which are there. If the minig is to sell and use the money for stock. So the people which are not a chiyuv they get an aliyah, they're just mendivim and hagim. Ain lahafsid stalka bishulam. We say, listen, I'm sorry, you can't buy this aliyah and pay the money for this because so and so is supposed to get it. There's only a minig that he gets it. So why should we take away from the stalka because of that minig? So we don't say that. However, we come welcome tell the firois ain askan. That'll be up to the person in charge. He has the right to decide. Once they sell the mitzvahs, he has the right to give kedim, etc. Now, shachadim the abemakam shenagalim could call the mitzvahs l'ashiach alachiyuvim. Kamakam chasim b'shabes kadem rechasna b'chinar shenasa b'mitzvah ein doichin nesam. The person bought all the liyas, but you cannot be doichin the chasim b'shabes shemazamrim boy or the nar which came in the bar mitzvah. They have a chiyuv to get an aliyah, and you can't take that away from them, even with the minhag of buying all the aliyahs. The early shav, yes, a chiyuvim, and now gam kenin l'choisim kol b'chol, shumin kamoinim, rak al kaponim yitnu lehem b'aliyahs and their sofis. So he says, and I'm going to add in, you know, even though these are based on Minhagim, but they're based on Minhagim from early Rishonim. So to be totally doyach of them, it doesn't make sense. So you want to say, you know what, you bought seven aliyahs, give your seven aliyahs away, and we'll make hosafos, and we'll add in the people which are chayuvim, and we'll do it that way. But to be totally doyach of them is not mistaber, he says.
Totally
the chayuvim. Okay. Let's start Siman Kuf Lamed Zayin. Okay. So, how many, a person gets an aliyah, how many psukim does he have to read? So, first of all, aliyah, the total kriya has to be at least 10 psukim. So, on Monday or Thursday, the kriya is always at least 10 psukim. But the one exception we pointed out was Purim is 9 psukim. And the pasuk where there are some mashalim or counts as a pasuk for this purpose. You don't say, well, that's just an introduction, so you need more. No, that counts as a pasuk. If there's a case where you would have that the whole topic is discussed in less than 10 psukim, so you would use less than 10 psukim. So an example of that is Parshas Amalek, that the whole story of Amalek takes 9 psukim. So therefore, we give him with nine psukim. So Mishabura, Pachim Esar Psukim, is a Marsha, and this can connect to Sarah Sadibris. The 10 psukim is connected to Sarah Sadibris, or connected to Sarah Marsha, and you have never heard them. Vine Shamite. The Pasuk of the Bear Shamash Alim Mor is Mina Minyan. Han Abhavisha Ain Lamedim Mimeno Shum Chiddush, even though there's no lesson being learned out of it. It's not teaching Torah. And the goal over here was that people should learn Torah. Okay, but it's there. Parshas Amalek, Shekarim Reportim. So we're going to use the 9 psukim of Parshas Amalek. So 3, 3, and 3. Now, why don't you add more? L'rotzah Chazal L'hoisif Aleim Eze Psukim Milamata Milamala. Chazal didn't want to add on more psukim above later or earlier. So why didn't they do that? Since you'll have your 10 psukim. So Chazal say that what the Rosh Hashanah swears al kes ko on the seat of Hashem, but it's written kise is written without an olive, it's written just case, and ko is written without it's just written yud and then hey about the above and the hey, so you're missing the Aleph from Kisei, and the Vav and the Hey from the Shema Vahaya. So that's what. Why do I like that? Because the Amalek has diminished the presence of Kadosh Baruch Hu. As it were, he's diminished the name of Hashem. So, corresponding to that, that's what Amalek did. We don't even have to read about him so much. We'll read 9 Psukim. We're not going to add more. We'll read just 9 Psukim. Okay. Right, okay. Let's hold it here.